This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A few quick announcements. Number one is that there is a request for dua. Sister of the community, Zohra Khatun, her mother passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Also, yesterday we had the Salatul Janaza of Brother Mahbub Diwan, who was the architect of this masjid that we are sitting in right now. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to forgive him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him. So please, I request all of you that all those who have passed away, please keep them in your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them. May Allah forgive their sins. May Allah enlighten their graves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a place in Jannah, Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And also, there are many people of our community who are sick due to COVID or either non-COVID related. So please keep them in your dua. May Allah give them shifa. أذهب البأس رب الناس واشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Please, just a request that because of the spread of the virus and so forth, please on an individual basis, please be careful as much as you can. Please be careful. The Prophet ﷺ teaches us that first tie your camel and then you do your tawakkul in Allah. First do what you need to do on your end and then you put your tawakkul in Allah. And sometimes you hear people saying that, you know, there's nothing inshallah, we'll put our tawakkul in Allah. You cannot put your tawakkul in Allah and then not do anything about it. First tie your camel, first take your precautionary measures, and then you put your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that still, if you get sick, then it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you did what you had to do. Jazakumullah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد In the Quran, in the 23rd juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a surah by the name of Surah Az-Zumar. In Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire theme of the surah is about connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the very beginning of the surah, Allah says, "Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haq fa'budillah." Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mukhlisan lahu ad-deen. Devote yourself to Allah. Not just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or worship Allah based on our convenience, but we dedicate ourselves, we become devout worshippers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you read the entire surah, keeping this goal and this theme in mind, you will see that every single example, every single story, every single advice draws us back to the same lesson of being devout to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same surah, there is an ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, where this is an ayah that many of the ulama, they say that this is the height of Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy. We hear this ayah so many times when we hear the story of Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an, that how he came and he thought that Allah will not forgive him, and how he will be forgiven for the crime that he committed, which was he took the life of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ This is not only when you commit sins, but when we find ourselves in situations like we are today, when we think that when will the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? When will the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? When we are in a situation, when we are facing financial difficulties, we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we're going through personal issues in our life, we're looking for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is telling us, no matter what situation you are in and you find yourself in, always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times, brothers and sisters, our ulama have taught us, the Prophet alayhi salam has taught us, that what are the effects of sins, how sins affect our life. They decrease our rizq, they take barakah away from our life, and it has so many other harms in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close by. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah. In fact, Allah will forgive all your sins. But what I want to focus today is the upcoming ayat, the ayat after this. Because in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that there will be, first of all, Allah tells us what we need to do to come close to Allah. And then Allah tells us that there will be three different groups on the Day of Judgment. And I pray to Allah that we are not amongst any of those groups. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you find yourselves the way we find ourselves today, brothers and sisters, look around us every single day. We hear about a death of our family member, a death of a community member, a death of someone that we just saw very recently. How many people have we lost from this own community of ours? And the question is that when will we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ Turn to Allah.
have regret over your sins, وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ before the time comes that the عذاب of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ and then you cannot be helped. Everyone can get together and they will try to help each other, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let them help each other. And then Allah says, I gave you this Qur'an. In the very beginning, Allah says, we have revealed this Qur'an to you. This Qur'an is a book of Allah that we reflect upon, we learn from it, we apply in our lives. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ Why don't you not reflect upon the Qur'an? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقَفَالُهَا Or is there a lock on your heart? Open your heart to the Qur'an. Allah says in the next ayah, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُمْ The follow the best of that which Allah has revealed to you. Brothers and sisters, when we read the Qur'an, there are so many different stories, but not sometimes all stories may not affect us. Sometimes all of us, we are affected by stories in different ways. For some of us, we love to read the story of Musa. For some of us, we love to reflect upon the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. For some of us, we like to reflect on various other stories in the Qur'an. Allah is telling us that whatever can bring you close to Allah, reflect upon those stories. If it's a story of Hud alayhi salam, let it be. If it's a story of Yusuf alayhi salam, let it be. If there are other references towards the seerah of the Prophet sallam, then let that be. But follow the Qur'an in the best way possible in your life. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمْ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتًا Before the time comes that the wrath of Allah comes upon you very suddenly. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what will happen on the Day of Judgment? The first group, one of the very first group of people, or a group, I would say, on the Day of Judgment, they will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only thing they will do on the Day of Judgment is nothing but regret. أَن تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ يَا حَسْرَةَ The only thing they will be doing is, they'll be holding their face, they'll be covering their face, and the only thing they'll be saying is, my God, my God, my God. You know when you see something very tragic? You don't say anything besides you say, Ya Allah, or my God, oh my God. And you're trying to, you know, come to grips with that situation. Allah tells us that on the Day of Judgment, these kind of people, when they look at the situation, the only thing they will say is, Ya Hasrata. And what will they be doing hasra upon? What will they be regretful about? Ala ma farratu fi jambillah. About the fact that I was not devout to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I took the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very lightly. Wa in kuntu lamina sakhirin. And I made a joke about them. أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُمْ يَا مُتَّقِينَ The second group is the group that will say that if Allah had given me hidayah, I would have been amongst the righteous. Meaning that they are putting the blame of their failure on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah gave me hidayah, I would have done it. Brothers and sisters, Allah gives us so many opportunities to come to Him on the Day of Judgment. We cannot put that blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third group is, أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُمْ يَا مُتَّقِينَ أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ That if Allah gives me one more chance, just one more chance, I will go back and I'll be from amongst those who do ihsan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll be such a devout worshipper to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah that He does not make us from any of these three groups, Ameen Rabbil Alameen. But brothers and sisters, the point of these ayat are that after this, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He says about these three people, He says, بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِي You think my signs did not come? My signs were always around you. Look at every single thing that is happening around us nowadays, brothers and sisters. Whether it's chaos, whether it's fitna, whether it's our Muslim brothers and sisters, what they're going through around the world. whether it's this pandemic, whether it's the deaths around us, all these things are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is telling us, when will you wake up and when will you smell the coffee? When will you wake up and devote yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hadid, He says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكِ اللَّهِ. When will the time come that you will submit your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fudayl ibn Ayyad was a scholar of the past. He was a thief before he became a devout worshipper to Allah. One day he went and he was about to go and commit theft, and he heard this ayah of the Quran and it changed him. It changed him. He went outside. He saw a group of people and he said, what are you doing over here? And they said that we have heard that there is a man by the name of Fudayl ibn Ayyad. He is a crook. He is a thief. And we're sitting here because we're awaiting that he may come around here. That was the time that Fudayl ibn Ayyad turned around his life. Brothers and sisters, we read the Quran day and night. We reflect upon the Quran day and night. When will our hearts change? Let this be the day that we change, every single day. If yesterday was a failure, let's make today a success. Let's come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us ability to come close to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring our hearts closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi Qur'an azeem. Wa nafa'ana wa iyaakum ati wa dhikr al-hakeem. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin fa astaghfiru innahu al-ghafur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. When I say the word Islam, when people were walking in, they were saying Assalamu alaikum. What does it mean? It means that we submit ourselves to Allah. When I say Assalamu alaikum, what does it mean? We always tell so many people who don't believe in Allah, we tell non-Muslims all the time, people of other faiths, that Assalamu alaikum means peace. Islam is always about peace. And what that means is that internally we need to have peace. In our life we need to have peace. And that means that when a Muslim sees chaos, when a Muslim sees chaos, and they see that there is a lack of peace, it should hurt them inside. Brothers and sisters, we all saw what happened on Wednesday in this country, on Capitol Hill. And subhanAllah, it's sad that after that you see so many people going on WhatsApp and they're saying things such as, we need to show America what democracy is. Is this what democracy is? And yes, this discussion has been going on for a long time. That is democracy the solution to many countries or not? I'm not here to discuss that. What I'm here to discuss is that it is so sad to see that so many Muslims are gloating and they're so happy at the fact that this is happening in our country. Brothers and sisters, many of us are still living overseas. We're thinking to ourselves that if the situation gets better, I'm going to leave this country. What we don't realize is that we are here. Our children are growing up here. And they are going to have children here. We need to understand that this is the place where we are going to be. This is the place where we will probably even die. Our children will pass away here. Our great-grandchildren will pass away here. This should hurt us, what's going on. This should be an educational moment to sit down with our children and teach our children that this is not how you deal with conflict. This is not how you incite hate. This is not how you deal with your issues. I myself, I'm not making this up because I'm standing here. I showed my own daughter that this is what's going on in your country. This is what's going on in this country. And this is chaos. And we should not be happy about the chaos. As a Muslim, once again, it's our job not just to have internal peace, but to be a means of peace. If this bothers us, then I need to understand that I got a lot of work to do in my own community. I got to change my community. I got to be the source of peace. When Muslims, back in history, go study your history. When Muslims conquered lands and they went into lands, people were happy. Why? Because Islam is bringing peace to us. But today we see the complete opposite. People, Muslims, are being happy at the failure of others. Am I saying that I'm happy with the foreign policies of this country? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they're not at fault here for what is going on around the world. But I'm just saying that when you see something wrong taking place, do not be happy about it. Make dua for these people. May Allah give them hidayah. May Allah give them understanding, because wallahi, they don't have it. So brothers and sisters, next time we see something bad happening, let this be an educational moment for our children. Teach your children. And at that time, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this earth that we have, where today we don't have peace in majority of the countries, we don't have peace overall, may Allah put peace in every single aspect of our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما حيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب أمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.